It's the busiest shopping season of the year, and while many may go online or to the mall, some rural towns go all out to try and attract visitors. For many of these out-of-the-way places, it's a key part of boosting their local economies. Harvest Public Media's Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval reports how.
In Garrison, North Dakota, population 1,400, a statue of a giant walleye greets visitors to the town's wide main street. On this night, snowflakes are lightly coating the fish's top hat, worn especially for this weekend's annual Dickens Village Festival. It's an event that brings Maya Anderson and a friend here all the way from the Twin Cities. An 8-hour drive. They're huddling around the patio heater before exploring the stores.
There's a lot of times where I've sat around and I'm like, you know what? I want to try something. I want to try a local business. I want to see what someone does differently.
Garrison boasts a lot of local stores, a craft fair in the town's auditorium, and the local production of A Christmas Carol. And for over 30 years, the revenue from the Dickens Village Festival has helped Garrison maintain streets and historical buildings. And small towns throughout the country are doing the same with their own celebrations. Nina Gilliam is a business owner in Caledonia, Missouri, a couple of hours southwest of St. Louis. She says that to boost her town's economy of just over 130 people, they have to create unique offerings.
People are looking for experiences. You know, they're going to find an experience and look for it. People look online for something fun to do with their family. And so if you don't have it, they're going to go somewhere else.
The shop owners in Caledonia know they can't compete against the big box retailers and online giants, at least not alone. They have to work together. And Gilliam says the Hallmark Town feeling keeps them investing in local events to grow their foot traffic.
It's a culture that we have, and we all love it.
Some towns are just made for attracting tourists at Christmas. Santa Claus in Vienna, for instance, named by its residents in the 1850s. Melissa Arnold is executive director of the Visitors Bureau in town.
You can roast chestnuts at Santa's Candy Castle. You can write your letter to Santa at the original Santa Claus post office. And Santa replies, of course.
There's a local theme park, a light show, and, well, the town itself is called Santa Claus. That alone gets them plenty of visitors.
It's fun to say you're from Santa Claus, Indiana, especially to those unfamiliar, because sometimes they'll kind of hesitate and say, really? So that's neat because it really is a place.
In Minden, Nebraska, 2 hours west of Lincoln, the town has a proud history of lighting the entire city, from the county courthouse to commercial buildings. Known as the Christmas City, the town of about 3,000 attracts lots of visitors for its annual pageant, parade, and craft fairs. But city administrator Michael Krings says it's important to stay true to the town's traditions.
It can't be just about trying to bring in visitors, but it's about doing it in a way the local people can be proud of it.
Krings says towns need to control their own destinies. And for many, it's the holiday that helps keep them thriving. I'm Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, Harvest Public Media.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains.